This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
A bit of music for a Christmassy story. You got a Christmas tree?
Yes, finally got ourselves a Christmas tree. So for the last couple of years, we've gone down to Wicklow to like a Christmas tree farm because, first of all, they're much cheaper than getting them in Dublin.
There's loads of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right? I never knew that.
Yeah, like much cheaper. Yeah. Like we used to live in this like literally this essentially one room little cottage thing. Like it was tiny, but it had crazy high ceiling when you came in. So we used to get a 12-foot tree.
Wow.
12-foot?
12-foot tree. Because we were like the house, it literally took up the whole of the house.
Right, it went to the ceiling.
Because it went up to the ceiling and it was fat.
Gorgeous smell as well.
Oh my God, the best smell. So we'd always get a noble fir because my noble fir.
Fur.
Because Trevor used to sell Christmas trees when he was a teenager.
Oh, so he knows his thing.
He literally lifted up in a little netting.
How many people does it take to install that?
Not much.
Just two?
For 12 foot.
Yeah.
Not much at all.
And how do you stick it into the bucket?
Yes, we get, you know, the bucket with the water. You have to get the bucket with the water,
right.
According to Trevor. That's the one that you get. So it stays alive.
Oh, so it's nice and fresh that it doesn't, yeah.
So all the pines don't fall off. So you want to get yourself a bucket with the water.
Yeah.
For space with the water. Now, we used to have a little mezzanine kind of thing. So we go up a little spiral staircase to do the top of the tree.
Wow.
I know. So this year I was like, right, we've moved into a new house. The ceilings are not that high. So we're going to have to get a small tree.
It's a normal height.
A normal height tree. So we were like, right, let's go to Wicklow. Let's get a tree. I lost the run of myself just a little bit.
So what'd you get?
Because in the house that we have now, we have more than one room.
You didn't buy two trees.
I got two trees.
I like this.
If it's not 12 foot, I'm having two.
If I can't see, basically, yeah. I was like, if I can't see the tree in each room, No.
So where? So the first one's going to go in the living room.
So the front, yeah. So that's in the
window. That's the main tree.
Yeah, and then the other one is in the like dining-y room, kitchen-y spot.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, the smell of the gaff will be so nice now, full of Christmas trees.
Oh yeah. My god, it properly smells of Christmas. And as well, we got loads of those, like we got loads of branches. So I've put loads of branches on the mantelpiece. So like I woke up this morning, left the bedroom and was like overwhelmed by the smell of Christmas.
Nice smell, it's gorgeous.
I love a real Christmas tree. I love the smell of it. I'm artificial, but I love the real ones.
I have an artificial as well. It's a very nice one.
Oh.
It is. I got it last year. How do you feel about lights outside a house?
I don't get it.
But you don't see the lights. This is the thing, right? So I've seen some houses and the people are going for the blue ones again.
Blue lights.
Blue and red and candy canes. I think that Lidl or something had candy canes. They're everywhere.
Actually, you know what? I treated myself and I went into Home Store and More and The Range.
The Range. Wow.
I wanted everything. I almost bought a little train track that goes around the base of a tree. And like, yeah, so many lights. I wanted the candy canes to hang out of your windows. Like, I wanted it all.
But you really went for it, didn't you?
Instead, I just bought a gingerbread soap dispenser.
That's nice. That's nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Apparently, this year, coming back, is those coloury lights.
Yeah, don't get it.
Yeah, they're all coming back. The problem is, right, we've got a few new people on our road that have moved in.
Okay, go on.
And they're kind of, do you know what, perfect people. You know, the perfect type people.
Yeah.
Do you know them? We're perfect. We have perfect dogs. We have perfect houses. We have perfect... And they've got... One of them have put up the set of lights. And every morning now, I walk out of the house and there's another gaff with the lights on it.
Yeah, everyone gets to the competition.
Is that what it is? Yeah. I'm telling you, there'll be no competition in our house.
I've seen one house and it really went to town, like completely went to town on the lights. And then the house across the road, they went to town on the lights, and now it's starting to spread on this road. It's really gorgeous, and the people are doing trees and everything. But like, it's the electricity must be huge.
Yeah, like, do you keep it on all night, turn it off?
I don't know. They have their curtain. Like, you don't get to see it. You're not getting a benefit from this. It's like playing my music with the speaker outside. Everyone else gets to hear it, but like,
that's a fair point.
It. I don't get it. Anyway, it's huge. It's become a big thing. A big thing. Anyway, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. And is the second tree the same size?
No, we have a 6 foot and an 8 foot. there's no space for a star.
So many questions.
We're playing Little Miss Christmas Freak today in honor of Zainab because that is you.
This end of year always gives you facts and figures from the internet hit researchers and all that.
Yes.
Spotify did their Unwrapped last week. Remember we were talking about that? Rita Ora's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mine was a very weird song. That's versatile, I think mine was. Anyway, the most streamed songs on Spotify each year.
Yours was Joe Dolan, I can see it. Joe Dolan and
Friday
Cher.
Friday nights. So they've gone through the number one songs in the world for the last 10 years. And it's mad to think some of these songs, some of the artists aren't even relevant anymore and they got the number one song ever.
Go on.
2012, Remember Gutia? Somebody that I used to
Gotcha and Simba. I didn't, like, she was fantastic.
Gone.
That's a great song. That really is. That's a class one.
That was 2012. 2013, Macklemore.
Yeah, Macklemore.
2014.
What song was it?
Can't Hold Us.
Can't Hold Us was a great tune.
That would let you belt the door down.
Now, I think Gotcha is still going, but he's Australian and
but not over here.
No, so he probably has the same problem Mundy has with Galway Girl. You know what I mean? So everyone's like, they go to a Gotcha gig and they're waiting for the song.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to do it at the end, lads.
You know what? And if you went to a gig, like a Mundy gig, I'd be happy for him to play that song three times.
Yes.
Start, middle and end. You know?
I think people are, yeah.
2014 was Happy.
That's one of those songs that we call it burnt.
Yeah, it's a bit of a wreck the head.
Yeah.
2016 was One Dance by Drake. Ed Sheeran got 2017 with Shape of You.
Oh, good. That's a good song.
2018, God's Plan. Drake as well.
Yeah.
Then 2019, Señorita. I think that's Shawn Mendes and your one that he used to be with, Camila Cabello.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then I'll fly through these. 2020, Blinding Lights. 2021, Driver's License, Olivia Rodrigo.
So, 2022...
was As It Was, Harry Styles.
Great song. I love that song.
And
some
what
really
do
good
you think
on this list.
What do you think this year's one is? 2023. It's like FM104's playlist.
Is it
Is
it a Miley Cyrus song?
It is a Miley Cyrus song.
Is it Flowers?
It's Flowers.
Yes.
the number one stream song on Spotify this year. Like, they're all great songs.
I'm actually, I guessed that, but I'm in the back of my head, it was screaming, no, Taylor Swift. It's got to be Taylor Swift.
Taylor actually got one of the biggest tours of 2023. I think Beyonce hit it at number one.
Right.
Sorry, so I've actually got the tours. Number five is Ed Sheeran. Number four is someone called Morgan Wallen. Okay. I've never heard of Morgan Wallen before. Number three is Harry Styles. Number two is Coldplay. And number one is Beyonce.
I saw a video the other day, and it was, I honestly didn't know who it was until Chris. So it was Coldplay coming on stage. I didn't know what I was looking at. And this guy, the security guy, pulls his curtain back, and they're running through the crowd to go up on stage. And I see a guy coming out with a baseball cap, and I'm going, who's the band? And then another guy, who is it? And then another guy, and then Chris Martin's like, oh, it's Coldplay. I know what the guy Will, who plays the drums, looks like, but I didn't recognize him because he's wearing a baseball cap. So I was like, who are they? Right, Coldplay, yeah.
It must be great to have all the money and not have anyone worry where you are.
Seriously, they could go to Starbucks and nobody would know. I'm sure hardcore Coldplay fans would know who they are, but I had no idea who the other three are.
Did you see the state of Take That on Play Late?
No.
Jesus.
How bad was it?
They don't look the same.
What's wrong with them?
I thought your man was a girl, first of all.
Who?
Like, who is that gorgeous hair on that girl? And then it turned around and it was Mark Owen.
Mark Owen, yes.
Beautiful hair.
Mark Owen's changed the dress sense.
Yeah, I don't know. Take That fans. I liked all the old stuff. I just saw them. It just took my breath away.
Really?
The wrong way.
So you don't think Robbie will be rejoining anytime soon?
Definitely not. After watching that Netflix documentary. Yeah, definitely not.
He was a bit harsh, wasn't he?
And he's a bit more credible.
Yeah. So anyway. Right, this music is freaking me out.
I kind of feel like I want a cup of tea or something. Just
that's
to you.
That's what I'm inspired by. It's
not even got a bit.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Inst2Grand.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Okay, so who's the caller?
So Sharon from Cabra this morning, getting the kids ready to school. How are you today, Sharon?
I'm great, you know yourself.
I do. Have you got everything?
I'm quite complaining.
Have you got everything done, Sharon?
I do indeed.
So the Christmas tree is up in the house. Have you got lights outside?
No, not yet. I usually do it every year. This year, I'm a little bit slow. Clacking a little bit, but however, we'll get it done.
We won't judge you just yet. We'll ring you back next week. Then we'll start judging.
Right, we want to give you €2,000. This would be perfect, right?
It would be.
Now, who would you spoil, Sharon, if you won €2,000? Would it be yourself or somebody else?
Do you know what, lads? I'd spoil myself, actually.
Well, yeah.
I hope you win.
What would you get? What would be the first thing you'd do?
I'll probably get the hair done, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, get the hair done.
Christmas do done.
Yeah, actually, that's coming up this Saturday, so yeah.
Oh, where is it?
It's out in a hotel out in Parmestown.
Lovely.
Okay.
Right, location, Sharon. I'm not gonna give you the location.
Don't give us the location.
There's a bit of divilment in your voice there, Sharon, I won't lie.
Yeah,
there sounds like
you're gonna have a good one. Okay, Sharon, we have 10 questions. We've €2,000. You know how the works, yeah?
I do.
We've changed some of the rules now. Don't forget, you can pass and come back to it if you have time. Strictly 60 seconds, no messing, no Googling. Here we go. What's the snowman's name in the Frozen movies?
Olaf.
Where would you use a leap card?
A bus.
What do golfers shout as a warning?
Pass.
What is 5 multiplied by 7?
God. 45.
True or false? The Amazon rainforest is twice the size of India.
True.
What is Buzz Aldrin famous for?
Sorry, say that again.
What is Buzz Aldrin famous for?
Home Alone.
What is Manchester City's home ground called?
Old Trafford.
What county is nicknamed the Hooker County?
Galway.
What decade was the first Harry Potter book published?
2002.
Houdini is the new song by what artist?
Oh.
Out of time.
Oh.
Out of time, unfortunately, there.
Don't worry, Sharon. So you got the first one correct. The snowman name in Frozen. His name is Olaf.
Do you want to be a snowman?
Are we given number two? What's a leap card? She
yes,
says, but
yes.
Yeah,
any public transport would work, Jet.
Golfers shout four.
Oh.
It's a Scottish thing. It means, nobody really knows what it means, but I think it's an old Scottish term that means a four year or something like
all
that.
All right. Yeah. 5 by 7 is 35. You got that one correct about the Amazon rainforest is twice the size of India. Buzz Aldrin, I nearly got this one wrong as well. Buzz Aldrin is an astronaut, and that's what he's famous for.
He's the second man on the moon.
You were thinking of Buzz, which is Macaulay Culkin's brother in Home Alone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Buzz Aldrin was holding Neil Armstrong's car keys.
That's it. Man City's home ground's called Etihad Stadium. That was some match yesterday.
Mm. Man United.
Not to worry, it's okay. What county is nicknamed the Hooker County, Galway? And Harry Potter's first book was in the 90s, and then Houdini is the song by Dua Lipa.
Yeah, I was listening to it yesterday.
It's a good song, isn't it?
It is a great song. I love it.
She's fantastic. Right, well, so what did she score?
You got a 5 today, Sharon.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. And you're going to your do now at the weekend. You'll have a laugh.
I know.
Would you like a strawberry alarm clock cuddle mug?
Oh yeah, yeah. Crosswood, lads.
Did I say Manchester United?
I thought you said Man City. Well, look, we're going to give you a 6. We're going to give you a 6 today.
We'll check the tape.
We'll give you a
all
6
right.
today.
Have a great day, Sharon. Thanks a million for playing.
I really do. Thanks a million.
Cheers.
Care.
I saw this over the weekend. This is brilliant, all right? So a 10-year-old boy in America has started a petition to Apple and the iPhone. He is sick of people using the emoji of the smiley face with their glasses.
The glasses that make him look like a nerd.
Yes.
Yeah. His teeth sticking out, so he looks like a goofy.
And the little kid looks like the emoji.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm sick of people calling me a nerd. He said, I'm not. It's offensive for people who wear glasses and have teeth sticking out. And he's right.
He's right. So what are they doing? Are they going to change it?
They're looking for people to sign their names. So if you just got a 10-year-old boy starts petition, you're going to find it.
Yeah.
I feel it because I wear glasses the odd time. You wear glasses all the time.
Do you need glasses?
No.
Yours is a fashion statement.
No, I wear them for the computers.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just to rest your eyes.
What do they call it? Blue screen.
So they should have a range of emotions with the glasses on.
Yeah, but isn't it mad? Like a little 10-year-old just sees it and goes, no, I'm sick of this.
Yeah.
That's a great thing to do. So support him.
What's his name? Do we know his name?
I don't know his name. I don't have his name, but I saw it and I favoured it over the weekend. I was like, we need to talk about this.
He's right. There's no emoji for a packet of crisps. There's no emoji for a pint of black stuff.
There's not actually.
Why is there not?
You would have thought that, you know, when St. Patrick's Day is coming around, that they thought, Apple thought it'd be great to do
it. They have multiple ones for lager. But they don't
and
have
nothing else.
They don't have anything else, no.
I'm trying to think, what else do they not have? They've got Irish dancing.
Toast. They don't have a slice of toast.
Yeah.
I think, do they have a slice of bread?
They have a slice of bread, yeah. But see, sometimes these emojis are used completely different as to what you should be using them for. Have you noticed that?
Oh yeah, I've noticed that.
Oh, we all do it. But yeah, so this little 10-year-old boy.
He's right.
Think of him this morning if you're wearing glasses and you're going to school.
Yeah, we're not nerds. We're not.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 6. CEPmooney.ie.
Okay, so what's happening?
So Jada Pinkett Smith, do you know the way she's trying to sell this book that she has? And she said that she broke it up from Will Smith for 7 years.
Yes.
And she was not his wife when that slap happened. Anyway, she was on Drew Barrymore's show last week.
Are they back together now? They are.
Have a listen to this, right? Drew goes around the houses before asking the question. And here, she will tell you by the end of it.
You're doing that this morning.
Me?
You're going around the house.
Oh, yeah.
Can I separate you from the man? Because you are the woman.
You absolutely
I've gotten
can.
To know. And whether you're, you know, in a many different evolutions of your story.
Right.
Maybe your and his shadow separated in a way in this book, whether they stay together forever or not.
Right.
You know, it sounds like you're staying together
forever.
We're
staying together forever.
Perfect.
Okay. Tried. We tried.
Great.
Yeah. Wow, she really took a long time to ask that question.
I don't even know what the question was.
I don't either.
I don't want to be Josie Grossi anymore.
But they're staying together. I really don't care now anymore.
No.
Everything I find out about them is against my will. Like, I really don't care.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's spot on.
Bang on, Crossy. That is exactly how I feel. Like I really like Will Smith.
Yeah.
I don't really care about Jada at all. I never understood. I never saw her in anything. She was in one or two things I saw her in.
And it was never good.
Yeah.
She was never good and stuff.
She's four steps away from saying she's Tupac. Like, that's how wild some of the things are coming out of her mouth.
She went out with him, didn't she?
Really good friend. Yeah, I think really good friends with him. She said she was there that night.
Oh, I don't know. I think she was like, she definitely, I think they
she was
were
going out with him,
romantically linked.
Anyway, again.
Yeah, exactly.
Olivia Rodrigo, though, can't wait to go on tour in 2024. She plays the Three Arena on the 30th of April and 1st of May. Tickets are like gold dust. Here's what she had to say.
Tour. I'm going on tour and I'm so, so, so excited. So excited to see everyone and play all these songs that, you know, I've been living with for so long. And yeah, travel to all these new places. What's not to love?
Now, the most Christmassy thing of the year happened the weekend. So Catherine O'Hara, who was the original Ma in Home Alone.
Yeah.
Who I love.
And she's also what's her face in A Nightmare Before Christmas.
And Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
She's in all those. She was honoured Macaulay Culkin during his Hollywood Walk of Fame. This is a long time coming for him.
Yeah, it is. And from what I heard was you have to buy it.
Oh.
So you have to maintain it. And there's a lot of money involved in this.
You have to maintain your own star.
Yeah, yeah. I think you have to pay fees for it. So it's not as just as, you know, you have it and you've given it. There's a bit of money involved in it as well. But he finally got it.
So it's like Neighbourhood Watch or something, is it?
Yeah.
So somebody probably polishes them all and you pay them a fee?
Maybe.
That's what I'm guessing.
Maintenance. Yeah. Like as if you live in an apartment and you have to pay maintenance fees.
Yeah, I think so.
More or less.
Yeah. Anyway, here's what happened. Catherine O'Hara was there, his original screen mother.
This beautiful, dear little 10-year-old boy was called a superstar, a moneymaker, one of the hottest leading young men in Hollywood by the world over. How does anyone survive that? Well, I believe you'd have to possess a certain quality that dear John Hughes obviously recognized in you, Macaulay. Congratulations. You so deserve your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And thank you for including me, your fake mom who left you home alone not once but twice, to share in this happy occasion. I'm so proud of you.
Aww.
Isn't that really nice?
That's lovely.
Yeah, that's so nice.
She's cool.
Are we all watching Home Alone tonight?
Oh, big time. Got
Did
it.
You see, we need to just give it a tiny mention.
Yeah.
Graham Norton's couch on Friday night was possibly the most insane couch you're ever going to get and he's ever going to get in his career.
Who was it?
Julia Roberts.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Tom Hanks.
Wow. Ooh.
Sure. And Timothy Chalamet.
Hey!
Got it.
Oh my God, so proud, Crossy.
Yeah.
That's a mad couch.
Cher saying she wasn't a Cher fan. See that?
Yeah.
So did you listen to your own music? No, I'm not a Cher fan.
She doesn't believe in life after love.
Oh, right.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.